The theme of this homily is loneliness. Over the past week, I've been reading a book written for priests by a woman who has special just love for priests, but I believe a lot of the writing has universal application. So the book is by Catherine Doherty. It's entitled, Dear Father, A Message of Love for Priests. And so she's talking to priests who often feel all by themselves and alone. But like I said, I believe this applies to many lives, old, young, and many situations of loneliness. So I'm going to read from her book. Then I'm going to connect some of these moments of Palm Sunday to experiences of loneliness. So Catherine writes in her book, Dear Father, we all suffer from loneliness one way or another. To begin with, we are lonely because we are separated from God in a manner of speaking. St. Augustine said, my heart shall not rest until it rests in thee. We are meant for God. God thirsts for union with us, a personal love affair. Sooner or later in life, we discover that there is in us a garden enclosed, an area of our being that no one can enter, a loneliness no one can fill, a longing no one can satisfy. The experience of that kind of loneliness is really the Holy Spirit calling to us within ourselves, saying, in your heart, in your mind's eye, you are running all over the world. Your desires are on the rampage. Now stop that. Drop your desires. Be quiet. Stand still. Go within yourself until you rest in me, for no one but I can satisfy your longing. So I'd like to share briefly 8 moments in today's Passion that represent common experiences of loneliness. First, in the Garden of Gethsemane. That represents friends not being there for you. Jesus invites his closest and they can't even stay awake. Number 2, the kiss of Judas. Represents the loneliness that comes when someone you trust uses that trust for your destruction, for your harm. That can create a great loneliness. Number 3, when one of the disciples, we learn in another gospel, it's Peter, cuts off the ear, that represents the loneliness of being offered help that is contrary to your desire, to your wishes. Which happens in relationships where I'm doing this really good thing and it feels like it's not being received. That creates a loneliness in both the giver and the recipient. Number 4, Jesus being arrested. That represents the loneliness of friends who abandon you at your hour of greatest need. That can be a profound loneliness. Number 5, Jesus stands trial, being accused by all of his opponents, and he is alone. So that represents the loneliness of being, of having no one to stand with you, no one by your side, no defense. Number 6, the release of Barabbas represents a loneliness not just of being rejected, but being thought poorly, even when you've done nothing wrong. Jesus, he's thought worse than a notorious murderer, a notorious criminal. Number 7, Jesus is spat upon, slapped, stripped of his clothes. This represents the loneliness that comes from physical harm, physical mistreatment, or neglect. And finally, when Jesus is on the cross, he makes his final cry. which they misunderstand. It sounds in Aramaic, Elohim, that's a name for God. It sounds like Eliyah, which is a name for Elijah. And that represents the loneliness of not being understood. No one understands me. You've heard it said. So these are all loneliness, moments of loneliness in the Passion. And yet, there is one that Jesus himself doesn't experience, but his closest disciples do. His mother, who is his closest disciple, and that is the loneliness when your loved one dies. Your spouse, your child, or some other tragic death. And for that loneliness, though, we can turn to Mary, who entered into that moment of Jesus' death in a unique way. Simeon said, "A sword will pierce your heart." So back to Catherine Doherty. I think that God created loneliness in us so that we might seek beyond our friends, husbands, wives, or communities to enter into His real plan for us. It is by becoming one with the Trinity, which is the uncreated and first community, that we can become one with humanity. God invites us to accept the loneliness of walking alone with Him. He says, "Yes, you need help from other people, but first get it from me. Attach yourself to me. I will give you everything you need, for I am the Lord of everything. I will renew and restore you, and you will have new eyes and new ears. Enter the loneliness of faith, and you will become a new person. You will become new, because simultaneously you will hear my voice and that of those for whom I died. You will see into their hearts and bring them to me." So I invite you in this Mass to reflect the profound loneliness that Jesus experiences, that he chooses this path of loneliness for no other reason than to reveal the love of God, so that when you and I experience a small part, or maybe a bigger part, of the loneliness of Jesus, we may find in them not a pathway to isolation, but a pathway to contact with our God in the garden enclosed, in that place in our souls that no one can enter except ourselves and God. And so may His loneliness be for us an experience of His healing love. Amen.